Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business, whether you're starting one or growing one or getting rid of one. We got something that will help you get rid of your small business there. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to check out the body of work that Jeff Zabar has deposited with us over the last 12 years. Great information. A lot of it still evergreen, still useful. So go back and listen, read the information that he's allowed us to republish that he's written. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to take the poll question right on the homepage. Jeff Zabar, thanks for hanging out with us. His website is chiefhomeofficer.com. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Jeff, in the first segment when I told the audience you were coming to join us, I was talking a little bit about technology. And you and I both know about technology devices and applications, killer apps, let's say, that are major disruptors. There are a number of them. But technology itself, just the whole concept, the whole development of an adoption and proliferation of technology has been a disruptor largely on the workforce, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Think about the factories that 10 years ago, 20 years ago would take 1,000 people to operate. They can do it now with a fourth of those of that number.
Right. Absolutely. But you know what? But while we lament, and rightly so, the loss of jobs that have come from it, as a small business owner, we have to look at the impact on the bottom line and the things that we can do with technology that we couldn't do before. Okay,
right.
So imagine you're on the road. God, I left Jim's phone number back at the office, and I got to make a phone call. Is someone there? You know, years ago, you know, if I didn't have my little black book or however I carried all those phone numbers with me, I'd have to call back. And if someone wasn't sitting at the desk, somebody I'm paying a ton of money to sit at the desk to do something,
right,
to pick up the phone to go look in my Rolodex, mm-hmm, now I just open up my BlackBerry, my iPhone, my Samsung, my whatever, and there it is. And I call up Jim's thing, or I can just say, call Jim Blasingame. It's like home, cell, office, and then I say, and it dials, and we're good. And think of the time, both of my productivity that's been increased.
Exactly.
The efficiency is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then I was talking to somebody yesterday who runs a group purchasing organization, GPO. It's an outsourcing form. But because he has this solution, it's really a tech-based solution, you not only get cost efficiencies because it's sort of like a buying consortium, you just log on, click the box of what you want to order, and then put it in, and you're getting both discount and efficiencies, mm-hmm, and you're treated like a big macher with the group. Because you're part of a buying group of thousands of companies as opposed to just being, you know, small business advocate or chief home officer,
right,
going placing an order. So the disruption is bad in some ways, but it can be tremendously beneficial to the small business if you just take advantage of it.
Well, I pointed out that I don't think we should think about it as being bad or good, because then you got to get into, you know, what is bad and good, but it just is. It's just the way
right.
it is. I mean,
right.
Nobody wants to go back to horse and buggy days. Nobody wants to go back to when we didn't have a wheel or a fire. So this is, it's just the natural progression of the human ingenuity, the human spirit. But the thing for small business owners is we can't be Luddites in the second decade of the 21st century. We've got
right.
to learn how to adopt technology, because number one, it's a best practice. It's more profitable, and it's the way to be competitive.
Right.
And it's just the way it is. It's like, you know, somebody asked me one time, do you know why the throat of the great blue whale is only this big? And he held his hand up, you know, and I said no. He said, because that's just the way it is. And that's the way it is. That's what we're talking about with technology.
Right.
And you're not going to win by railing against technology, folks. And so, and I'm talking to people, when I say these things, Jeff, I'm talking to people who don't even have a website, for example. There's still a lot of small business owners who just still don't have a website.
Right.
And folks, I don't want to beat you up too much, but if you don't have a smartphone, you don't know what your customers' expectations are.
Right.
Because you can't experience what they're experiencing without your own smartphone using apps, using mobile apps. You don't know what their expectations are, and they will leave you over the next short period of time. If you can't track their expectations and try to meet them, you'll start losing them. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, I would take it a step further. I would say that you will have it eventually. You know, you will have a smartphone eventually.
That'll be all you can
analog
buy.
Phones will be gone. And if you're young enough to stay in the business, now if you're 70 years old and thinking to retire and move off to a cabin in the woods, you're not going to get cell service anyway, then that's one thing.
Right.
But if you're young at heart and young in business and believe that you're going to be in this game for a while, it's going to happen one way or the other as far as you eventually migrating to what's called a smartphone. And it doesn't have to be an iPhone. It doesn't have to be a BlackBerry, but it's going to be something that's going to store information, probably log on and be able to surf the web. Why do it later when you can do it now? You know, why put off to tomorrow what you can get done now? And you might even enjoy the process of seeing what you can do and seeing, you know, what your customers are doing online and seeing some of the things that can change the way you do business. Mm-hmm. And that disruptor can bring just tremendous value and benefit. Why put it off if you can get involved? Now, I did the same thing. I mean, I stayed with an analog phone it's been a while now.
Yep.
But eventually when I made the leap, I went to a BlackBerry. I'm like, wow, why didn't I do this sooner?
Hey, Jeff,
now it's just part and parcel.
I got to wrap it up. Website again, please, quickly.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks, Jeff. See you next time. Good job today. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. I can't
imagine any... Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.